It was Veterans Day, November 11th, in downtown Boston. It was the traditional pomp and circumstance of a military parade and flag waving by bystanders. But there was another side to the celebration. Veterans for Peace and Iraq Veterans Against the War had a different view of the day. Last year, during the ceremony at City Hall, dozens of these veteran peace activists were arrested as they tried to speak. The struggle continues. This year, Veterans for Peace were armed with new hope and expectations from the recent election. I spoke with Vietnam veteran John Niles at the Vets for Peace staging area before the march.
Let's put it this way. I have a lot more hope than I had a week ago when I was casting my ballot, which was for President-elect Obama. And I hope he's for real. I hope he's not for sale and gets us out of these unwinnable, untenable, we have a word that we used on active duty, cluster, and I won't put the end of it, but I think everybody can figure out what that was. I mean, we can't win them. And as I said, in addition to the carnage, which nobody can put a price on, here's a country that's broke because it's been raped and looted by Wall Street buccaneers posing as business people. And we're spending something on the order of $730 million per day. And the thing that we should be concerned with is eliminating terrorism by stopping terrorizing other countries ourselves. I mean, it's not rocket science.
Veteran John Niles. Other non-veterans were there to show their support.
We're here and we're going to be walking behind the Veterans for Peace and the Iraqi Veterans Against the War.
Yet they are denied official access to the parade, is that correct?
My understanding is, yes, the American Legion has deemed them illegal participants in the parade, so we'll be supporting them by marching behind them and marching behind the street sweepers.
Veterans fighting in wars being called illegal participants on Veterans Day, that's kind of...
It's pretty screwed up.
Do you think it could be because they look at these guys as maybe politicizing the events rather than just honoring the veterans?
You know, I think seriously, sometimes people show you the truth, and I think that many groups do consider the Veterans for Peace and the Iraqi veterans a threat because they have the truth on their side.
Are you from Berkeley, too?
Yeah, pretty lame these days. We're trying to amp it up, get some more radicals happening around campus, try to get the word out there.
You would think that music, which has been used as a tool for radicalization throughout history, would be almost synonymous with the social movements.
Yeah, I know. That's what we say. That's why we have this musicians collective. The musicians collective isn't affiliated with Berkeley, though. It's Boston-based activist music for the people. And so we're just trying to really use that as our vehicle for getting our message out there and using music as our tool. It's kind of like people have a very one-track mind there at school. They just kind of want to just do their work and they want to learn about music and that's it. But they don't want to learn about like the real world. What's going on?
Also on this Friday, we're going to be, a group I'm in, Rising Tide Boston, we're going to be tabling outside of Bank of America's and Citibank's around Boston to publicize that Citibank and Bank of America are the largest funders of the coal industry and mountaintop removal coal mining, which is devastating communities in Appalachia. And this campaign has been going on for the last 2 years, and it's making a difference. So,
Dave and Alicia of Rising Tide Boston. Rising Tide is a grassroots network taking direct action to confront what they see as the root cause of climate change. They are currently targeting the coal industry and its actions in Appalachia. I was surprised to see a contingent of junior ROTC at the Vets for Peace staging area. I asked one member if he thought it was a contradiction to be a member of ROTC and be out with Vets for Peace.
It's not a contradiction. It's more like we joined this ROTC program for discipline and it's for ourselves, not for joining the military, getting ourselves ready for the military. It's just a program designed to strengthen your abilities, like academic strength and your responsibilities as well.
Oh, so you feel it builds character and helps you...
It builds character, yes.
Excellent. Well, but you still have your own will and you're out here to march with the Veterans for Peace.
If my commander will allow me, yes, I will march with you guys, but I have to march with my unit.
We saw in the news last night that the American Legion has canceled the speaking part of this event. And that's a victory, because they're afraid of us and they don't want to hear the voices of peace. So it's just going to be a march and we'll be behind the street sweepers as usual.
So Nate, that's a great victory. Do you think they canceled the speeches just to keep you from speaking?
I do. I think they were afraid of what would happen on the plaza today. So I do think that it was because of us, yes.
So they can't tell you now, we're not letting you speak for your message. They're just saying they're not letting anybody speak.
That's right.
So that's it's right. Fair treatment?
It's fair treatment in that way, although we think it's actually a shame, because rather than have the JROTC students hear voice messages of peace, they're just going to cancel the whole thing. We think that's just a shame. And we also think they're still not letting us in the parade with our signs and marching as we please. So we still need to fight for that.
Do you feel that's because they look at you as politicizing the event?
They say that, but they're political. Their politics are militarism. They've usually got guns in this parade and what have you. And they're just as political as we are. But our message is for peace and against these occupations, and theirs is different.
Again, the day was originally founded as Armistice Day, as a day for peace.
Exactly. And it should be Armistice Day once again, a day of peace.
I reckon Veterans Against the War are marching in the middle of the parade, and they are actually being applauded. President Obama, help us all to stop believing in war. Blessed are the peacemakers. Let's give them the peace, Abby.
As the march ensued, I met one of the youngest media activists. Kira is in the 7th grade and was recording commentary of her observations with a dictation machine.
And what school do you go to?
Pierce School.
And where is that?
Brookline, Massachusetts.
Wow, so you're learning at a young age on how to be a good peace activist.
Kind of. I'm kind of both. Like, I'm a peace activist with my dad, and I am learning a lot at my school, too.
Well, great. Thanks for being out here today.
Thank you.
Kira's dad, Surin, is a well-known activist within Quintra 5. I spoke with him as the street sweepers went by.
So, Surin, you're doing a good job following Cross Bristol's National Youngest Creed. Teach your children well?
Yes, definitely. Teach your children well.
So, it's a school
they
holiday.
Be back, too, following the song.
it's a school holiday, so you bring your daughter out to the Veterans Day Parade.
Exactly. I think it's a useful way to both mark the occasion and also to be critical about the way it's being marked. So, yeah.
And we've witnessed that Iraq Veterans Against the War were able to march in the official parade.
You know, I'm not sure, but I heard that one of the conditions was that people not be making an anti-war statement. Fortunately, Iraq Veterans Against the War has an anti-war statement right in their name, so that works well.
Yes, it did. Well, here come our boys now.
Yeah. Corporate profits on the rise!
Corporate profits on the rise!
Soldiers have to bleed and die!
Soldiers have to bleed and die!
Am I right or wrong?
You're right!
Are we weak or strong?
We're strong!
Down off!
1, 2!
Down off!
3, 4!
Bring it on down!
1, 2, 3, 4! 1, 2! No more!
Hold your head and hold it high!
Hold your head and hold it high!
Veterans are passing by!
Veterans are passing by!
This is what we're marching for!
This is what we're marching for!
Stop the killing, stop the war!
Stop the killing, stop the war!
Am I right or wrong?
You're right!
Are we weak or strong?
We're strong!
It was about 100 veterans and their supporters marching behind the street sweepers. But with all their flags, banners, and chanting, it seemed much larger. As we approached the end of the march route in Government Center, Iraq Veterans Against the War greeted the Veterans for Peace.
So how come you guys were allowed to march in the official parade and these guys weren't?
I know it's publicly funded. That's why we got to march. But I'm not sure why they wouldn't let them march. I think it's because they had too many flags.
But you had Iraq Veterans Against the War right at the head of your march.
Right. There's a limit on the flags and the banners that you can have. And
the fact that you had an anti-war message, they didn't hassle you about that?
No, it didn't have anything to do with that.
They're our sisters. We support war resistors. They're our brothers. They're our sisters. We support war resistors.
They're our brothers. They're our sisters. We support
IBAW, come on down. The public is invited. Also, bystanders. We're going to have a few speakers.
An impromptu rally took place on City Hall Plaza. Shep, a Vietnam veteran, was the first to address the crowd.
This is very gratifying to see such a wide array of different people here standing in the spirit of peace and in opposition to the silencing of the voice of peace. I wonder what our role is, though, as peacemakers and those who want to stop these insane wars that our country's involved in. I was asked a question by a brother of mine just recently, how would I define peace? And I said, you know, you've got me because I've never enjoyed a moment in my life. But I gave it some more thought, and I came up with a solution that's tangible, and it's only a beginning, but it's not an absolute solution. To alleviate want, to alleviate the pain and suffering of your brothers and sisters on this planet that are in dire want of physical, emotional, psychological, and material attention. We don't have a right to own anything because our life on this planet is very short. And we do have a responsibility to pass on to future generations the bounty that we were afforded. But we have to work together as a family to promote it, amongst ourselves as organizers and activists, and amongst our neighbors who may have different opinions from us. We have to be fortified in our determination to promote peace because that's the best gift that anybody can give to each other. Peace to all of you. Amen.
Liam Madden of Iraq Veterans Against the War was next to speak.
Happy Armistice Day!
Yeah! Armistice Day!
Yeah, that's the greatest theft of the generation is when November 11th, 1918, a day that was created to celebrate peace, what people thought was going to be the war to end all wars. We seem to have a lot of those, though. And the greatest theft has been that it's been turned into a glorification of militarism when, in fact, it started out as a celebration of armistice. So let's together celebrate what it was truly originally intended to be, and that's Happy Armistice Day. And thank you for being here to celebrate that with us.
All right.
I'm at a loss for words to follow up with my brother Shep said. I think peace is growing out of the fertile soil of equitable relationships. I think peace is really just the absence of war and the fertile ground of ensuring that war does not ever rear its ugly head is making sure that there's community. Peace may be the absence of war, but community is the opposite of war. Love is the opposite of war. And that's what I'm glad to see people here out planting the seeds of community. Iraq Veterans Against the War stands for the immediate withdrawal of all occupying forces from Iraq, full reparations paid to the Iraqi people for the damage we've caused to the country, and support and full adequate health care and benefits to all returning veterans. And I'm gonna talk about the elephant in the room, and that's a lot of people are very hopeful now that we have ended. All right, I'll say this is something to celebrate. We've ended 8 years of the worst presidency in this nation's history. This tyrant George Bush is gone. And that's something to celebrate, but what's coming is an administration that lots of people are very hopeful about, and that's a good thing. It's a good thing to have hope. But our work doesn't end just because a new administration is taking over the reins of power in this country. Our work ends when all the troops are home from Iraq. And that's not something I'm exactly hopeful for. I'll be a friend of President Obama, but I'll be a critical friend.
Yes.
He says he'll bring home all the combat troops. And it's very important to pay attention to that little semantic hook that he leaves in there, that he's gonna keep ostensibly all the non-combat troops in Iraq. That's over 40,000 troops. And he's gonna bring the people that are being withdrawn from Iraq, he's gonna bring them to Afghanistan. Okay. So while we can embrace change and be relieved that it couldn't possibly be much worse than President Bush, I really want to urge us all to stay vigilant and to understand that you can't really obstruct war without creating community. So here's to a happy Armistice Day and creating community. Thank you.
Liam Madden of Iraq Veterans Against the War. This observance of Armistice Day in Boston was organized by the Smetley Butler Brigade, the Boston chapter of Veterans for Peace. It was recorded and edited by your host, Chuck Rosina, for the Boston Community Radio Project. Thanks for listening. One, two.